Now, three-way, what it says on the tin, three great musicians, they're celebrating 20 years together. They are a veritable repository of skills, as you will discover. Everything clear and precise, yet full of delicacy and feeling, said the Observer. Well, I think that's all about their album with John Etheridge. They've just had the launch party at Buxton, and they are here. And very unusual for musicians to start with somebody called Humility, but Ben Crossland has made it all. He'll tell us about it later. Good evening, gentlemen. Say hi and then take it away. There they all are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, three-way, all of you three. Come and talk about this. Brian Crossland's Humility is from the Hark Suite. Steve Waterman, trumpet. Steve Lodron, piano. Brian Crossland on electric bass. Anytime you like, gentlemen. I'm going to sit here and talk to myself, if you like. They are coming over. That was basically written, I think, as part of a celebration of the quincentenary of Sedbergh School. And Hark comes from Humility, which we have just heard. Ambition is still to come, and we may move on, or we may not move on, to Resilience and Kindness. There we are. You created this, Ben, and I said it's very rare to hear guys like you, laid-back guys like you, starting with Humility.
What do you mean? We're very humble, V jazz musicians.
Happy 20th, by the way. 24 years.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, 2004 was when we put the band together, and we've been playing on and off ever since. And so we thought that it would be a nice way to mark the milestone by doing a new album. Now, you've mentioned Sedbergh, and that's my alma mater.
Yeah, obviously you had a good experience there.
I did, actually. And it's celebrating its quincentenary next year. And I've always kept a connection with the school, particularly musical one. In fact, in 2013, Three Way played at the school. We did a lovely concert and a workshop with the pupils. So when we were looking at this forthcoming amazing anniversary, I was asked if I would consider writing some pieces. Hark is an acronym which, as you say, stands for...
It's
all about the values that the school has. Yeah. So I've written this little Hark suite.
Yeah, and very nice it is too. You're going to be very busy in the autumn, I see, but you're taking it gently at the minute. And three-way, well, you decided just to go for the simple description, didn't you?
Yes, quite.
It's going to be misconstrued, but anyway.
Yes.
All fine. Okay. And all fine and dandy. But you were... which one are we going to get next?
To do Ambition next.
Okay.
Yes.
You're leaving out Kindness and Resilience.
Yeah, unhappily there isn't the time for those. But
there's always time for Kindness. We will take that as read. We will definitely take that as read. He's away like a greyhound out of the trap. So it's two Steves and a Ben who make up Three Way, and we're back to the Hark Suite with Ambition. Thank you, Ambition from Hawksweet by Ben Crossland, with Ben, Steve Waterman, trumpet, Steve Lodra on piano, and they're back for another little blast. Was after 6 o'clock. Three-way here, so we're moving from 1, 2, 3, 4 to 3. I don't think they can play quite like that. I've a funny feeling. Steve Waterman, Steve Lodra and Ben Crossland, anyway, celebrating 20 glorious years together with a huge amount of skills. I mean, you all do very different things, quite grown-up things, really, don't you?
In what context?
Well, I don't know, musically, you know.
Well, we all do. I think jazz musicians all they're all self-employed. We don't have regular groups going on all the time.
But yeah, we do grown up things. I think.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'd agree with that.
I'm not quite sure what I mean by grown up, actually, because I'm ill qualified to judge.
Yeah. Well, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama.
Yeah. So. You're passing on your expertise to the next generation. I think it's something people, you know, great practitioners should do.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yes, I do too.
Absolutely.
Who are you telling?
Until very recently, Goldsmiths, but we won't talk about that.
That's rather tragic, by the sounds of things.
Yeah. Anyway, but CYM, Centre for Young Musicians, which is part of Guildhall.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah. No, actually, a lot of the conservatoires that do things on a Saturday, they're absolutely marvellous. They garner people in who might not otherwise be given the opportunity.
Yeah.
So are you pleased with what the future looks like with the young musicians?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some fantastic... We've just had all the recitals the last couple of weeks, and there's been absolutely some fantastic music, fantastic compositions as well. They're all composing their own music.
Yeah.
So it's very encouraging.
Is that against a backdrop that there aren't as many places to play them or not? Are you happy that the venues will keep going forward?
A bit of cynical realism coming in.
Well, I just wonder...
The students are really good at getting their own things happening, sort of setting up venues and
there's a lot of enthusiasm to generate work. Yeah.
Well, I certainly noticed the young musicians coming here. They're really sussed because I think at the colleges now, they have a grasp of reality and how they need to promote themselves as well as their individuality and excellence.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Good. They will triumph. They will triumph. The future is bright, and you're still brightening away. And if they've got the new recording just out, isn't it?
It was released on the 5th of July, and it was launched last Monday at the Buxton Festival.
And you've got lots of concerts coming up in the autumn.
We have.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll have to look at your websites. There are rather a lot of them. But if anybody looks up, there's an extra one right at the beginning.
There is.
At Hull. There we are. What are you going to play for us as your
Well, we're going to play a tune now. Enough of me. This is a tune by Steve Waterman.
Steve, tell us all about it.
Lonely Streets.
Well, this was a tune that I started to compose in lockdown. And I wanted to write a sort of slow salsa piece, which was the initial working title. But I didn't finish it. And then Ben wanted some pieces for the album. So I hurried up and finished it.
Necessity is a very good pusher.
Absolutely, yeah. And I decided that Slow Salsa was probably not the best title, but it sort of seemed to remind us of all the really lonely streets during lockdown.
I thought streets were rather nice, actually. Nobody would push you around. You could sniff the blossom if you were lucky enough to be near one. Anyway, it's a little memory of something I hope we don't go through again.
Sure.
Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You can make your way across the floor to various instruments. Piano stays where it is, but the others just got to be plucked up and made sure they're in the right sort of position. The music is where it should be. So you'd like to hear the bustle of musicians making ready to perform. There's a little intimation. Another intimation. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Steve Waterman, Steve Lauder and Ben Crosland, they are three-way, and that was Steve Waterman's Lonely Streets, memories of when they were like that. Try that in London now, so many road closures, you'd be lucky if you got anywhere. Guys, thank you very much indeed. I hope your journey in the autumn is fine. 29th of October in Hull and then onwards. The new album, Harkin, special guest John Etheridge, is out on the Jazz Cat label.